Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. I can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? There's a lot of talk about being the leader. To be a leader means that you're leading other people or other businesses or your industry or whatever it is, and you're the top dog, right? That's what a leader is, a top dog. One of the things that I've learned about being a leader through the years of working in corporate America and also on my own is to be an effective leader is you need to make yourself obsolete. And that's a kind of counterintuitive thing. But a great leader is somebody who helps other people be successful. So today I want to talk about, to be a great leader, you need to be a follower. What do I mean by that? I mean that you have to learn how to follow certain things in order to be the great leader that you want to be. So I'm going to give you three tips about following to become a leader. Let's start here. The first tip is follow the leader. What do I mean by that? There are industry leaders in your business, in your world, in whatever, that are incredibly successful. And you want to be that successful, right? So in order to do that, you need to follow the leaders in your industry. In my industry, there's Seth Godin, there's Gary Vaynerchuk, there's Joel Kahn. There's some incredible people who've written incredibly successful books who are making gazillions of dollars, and I want to be those people. Not because I want to be rich, but because I want the influence that they have. I want to be a leader like them. How do you find those people? Well, the bottom line is just check out your industry. Who is most successful? And here's what you have to do. You have to follow them. So how do we follow the leader? Well, there's lots of different ways. One of the ways that I like to do it is I listen to a lot of podcasts, and I also watch a lot of videos, and I go to webinars, and I read their books. And basically what I'm trying to do is hack their system. What do I mean by hack their system? When I talk about troubleshooting, okay, when you troubleshoot a problem, and I come from an electronic engineer background, you start at the end and work back to the beginning. And I've said this before, if you're not getting any audio out of your speaker, is the wire working? Is the wire connected to the receiver or the amplifier? Is the amplifier actually powered on? Is there a plug going from the source, whether it's a radio or an iPod or whatever, into the amplifier? Is that cable working? And then ultimately, is the iPod or the source working? You work backwards. You'll drive yourself crazy if you try to go the other way. So that's what I mean, is go figure out a success from one of those leaders and then start to work backwards through what they're doing so you can start to learn the steps that are helping them achieve the success that they're achieving. Follow the leader. Number two, follow through. Now, what I mean by follow through is when you're working on anything, when you're selling something, when you're delivering a product, delivering a service, here's the thing you have to do. Make sure that you're under-promising and over-delivering. The key component in all of this is communication. Are you communicating at the very beginning, in the middle, during the process, and at the end, what it is that you're trying to provide? Follow through means that you're educating your clients step by step so that they understand exactly what it is that you're delivering, but more importantly, you're educating them how to communicate what it is that you're doing to other people. So follow through means that when you start a project that you're saying, okay, I am going to provide A, B, C, and D, and this is how I'm going to deliver it. This is when I'm going to deliver it. This is what you can expect. And finally, if there's any problems along the way, this is the way that we're going to handle it. In the middle of the process, you're going to say, okay, we've come this far. These are the next steps that we need to achieve. And this is what's going to come at the end. As you go through any process, any project, there is going to be something called scope creep. Things change. So make sure that you're an excellent communicator from the beginning to the middle to the end. And finally, when you're finished, make sure you educate your client as to exactly what they have, how to use it, and more importantly, how to talk about it to other people. You want to make sure that you're not only creating a happy client, but you're creating an advocate for everything that you've done so that they can help promote your business to other businesses or your product to other consumers. Whatever it is, that follow through, that communication through the process is where a lot of people fall flat. Number three, and this one is where a lot of businesses are leaving a lot of money on the table, and that's follow up. Now, we finish a project, and then we always go off and say, okay, where do I find my next project, right? We're so focused on finding new things that we often forget the old things. Those old things are our past clients. So how do we follow up with them? Yeah, we can add them to an email list and hope that they're going to listen to the emails and maybe connect up. But let me give you a step to take it a little further. Send them an email and say, would you be willing to spend 5 minutes on the phone? Can we connect up and find out how you're doing? Did what I deliver match your expectations? Is the product or service working the way that you expected it to? Follow-up is incredibly important. And follow-up also happens with leads. Okay, so now you're not only following up with people that have already used your service, but there are some people that say, yeah, I'm not ready. Okay, yeah, you can add them to an email list. You can add them to social media. But having that one-on-one conversation, that phone call, maybe it is an email exchange, is huge to keeping them in the loop. In the case of my classes, if somebody says I'm not ready, I make sure I add them to a list, a follow-up list, and I constantly communicate with them to say, hey, the next one's coming. Do you want to have another conversation? Are you ready to discuss what this can do for you? With past clients, I make sure as best I possibly can to say, what is working? What isn't working? Is there something maybe you want to add or something you want to change? Follow up is a way for you to continue the conversation with past, present, or future clients. So you have to make sure that you create a plan to communicate with all three of those on a regular basis. Have a list of past clients. Make sure that you're communicating with them on a regular basis about, here's some new things that maybe you didn't know about. Here's an additional service or product that we've added that will enhance what you've done. Current clients, make sure they're aware of other opportunities to work with you. Hey, this is great, but I got a class coming up. I've got a webinar coming up. I've got a speech coming up. I've got a book coming that's going to enhance everything that you've learned about. Future clients, I want to make sure that I'm in a place where they are ready to purchase, and it may not be today. So you got to make sure that you're constantly communicating with them and saying, hey, I just want to follow up with you. Is there anything for us to discuss? Do you have any questions? Is there something I can answer for you? Or is there something that you need that maybe I can provide a connection? So those three follow things are incredibly important. Number one, follow the leaders. Make sure that you're giving yourself the opportunity to learn from others. Follow through. Give your clients their due. And then finally, follow up with both current, past, and future clients. In order to be a leader, you have to follow other people. So hopefully you've learned to play follow the leader when you were a little kid, and then you can become a leader of followers. But it all starts with learning, growing, and continuing to develop yourself into a better business person so you can help others develop themselves.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.